across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As I say, it's a real pleasure to welcome into the studio, because last time I came to see you guys, from the Bedazzle Inclusive Theatre Company, we've got Anna Tuck. Anna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neil.
And we've got Amy Forgatch. And Amy, apparently I got your name right.
Yep, perfect.
Well, that's it. I'm good for the day now. Excellent. Now, last time I saw you, you were up at Stories Field. Stories Centre. And you were getting ready to head to Edinburgh. Tell us about the Bedazzle Inclusive Theatre Company and what was happening at the time.
Yeah, when you met us last, we were indeed rehearsing at Stories Field Community Centre. So that was our intensive rehearsal period just before our Edinburgh Fringe show, which we have been and done. So that was our 10-day run up in Edinburgh. So the company has been working together for about a year, well, just over a year, on a production around personal stories, personal journeys, and struggles with people with learning disabilities and autism. So our company mainly forefronts people with disabled actors and actors with autism. So that's where we've been headed, and that's what we've been working on for the last year.
Excellent.
And Amy has been part of that group.
Excellent. So, Amy, this was your first... You're quite a seasoned theatre person, but this was your first time with Bedazzle, is that right?
Yeah.
And your first time up in Edinburgh?
Well, first time... actually performing or something like that, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what's it like when you're in the rehearsal rooms? It's all nice. What's the difference like when you actually find you're on a stage, Edinburgh Fringe? I mean, crikey, it doesn't get much bigger than that, does it?
Gosh.
Is it all a bit overwhelming?
Well, yeah, it can be.
It's quite nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because it was a completely different space.
Yeah, yeah. So you did all 10 days.
Mm.
How many performances were you doing? Were you doing one a day, or did you have matinees and evenings?
Nearly every evening, kind of.
We had a tech rehearsal on the first day, didn't we? So we could get familiar with the space and set up all our lighting. And then you had the following performances, and they were all in the evening, weren't they?
Yep.
Oh, OK. So you had all day off then, did you? Or were you busy rehearsing all day?
Well, we did do the odd rehearsal here and there, but the rest of the time was pretty much our own.
Excellent, excellent. So Edinburgh in the middle of the festival, in the middle of the Fringe, that must be an amazing place to be.
Definitely.
What did you like best? Was it just the Royal Mile and all the people?
Well, just, I don't know, the whole thing really. I mean, the Royal Mile was cool, yeah, just the whole experience.
I was going to say, it's just being there, isn't it?
Just amazing.
And not just being there as a member of the public, but it's like, oh yeah, by the way, actually, we're performing. That must be an amazing feeling.
It was good to be amongst other artists, wasn't it? And to meet other people. And we swapped flyers with a lot of people, didn't we?
Yeah.
So they had you out flyering, leafleting, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's quite tough as well, isn't it? Trying to get your leaflets across to people in the street.
It made a huge difference, though, didn't it, flyering?
Mm-hmm.
It really made a huge difference to the amount of people that came to the show.
At the end of the day, if you make the effort to show them that you're on, they're going to come and see you, aren't they?
Yes, yes. And we're out most days, weren't we, flyering and handing those leaflets out. And it was really nice, actually, the other companies that were there to have those sort of swapping those leaflets and for people to say, we'll come and you know, you're welcome to come to ours as well. That's a good, you know, a good way of publicising.
Well, everyone up there loves theatre, loves drama.
Absolutely.
So you want to just get and see as much of it as you can, be in as many places as you can. So where does it go from here, though? Because I know you're on at the Junction on Sunday, but we'll talk about that in a second. But how do you top going to the Edinburgh Festival? How did it get...
Well, Edinburgh was our springboard, really.
Oh, so, crikey, that's just the start.
Exactly. I mean, it was our debut piece. So we had, you know, that was what we were working towards. And it was really a springboard for all of these guys to develop skills and also to develop their professional careers and use that to progress, you know, into something more professional. So that's what we really wanted to do. We wanted to attract some attention. Mm. We got some excellent reviews, didn't we, Amy?
Yep.
What was some of the main... some of the main words that came out of our Scotsman review?
Invigorating, striking and fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a 4-star review from the Scotsman.
Hang on, a 4-star review from the Scotsman?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? You can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's about halfway through the run. And then we also had Fringe reviews. So there's people around doing sort of Fringe reviews. And she said our work was outstanding, didn't she?
Well, you can't be better than that. Were you sort of trying to spot the reviewers in the audience? Is that the trick? Could you tell when they were
it's
in?
Sometimes better not to know when they're in,
no,
I think.
No. Okay, so Amy, what about you then? So you've done that. What would you like to do? Would you like to do more of the same? Or what do you think's next for you?
Well, definitely more of the same to start with. In the past, I had an ambition to be an actress, and then I kind of put it to one side for a bit and dabbled in other kinds of work and like admin and things. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, no, admin's not for me. I'm more of a people person. And after working for after having a job for nine years, which involved more people facing, quite some time after that, I thought that I'd like to pick up my dream of being an actress again and kind of join something that will stretch me, challenge me, give me new experiences.
Amy came along without anybody else in the first session I met Amy. And I have to say, Amy's improvisation skills and her comic timing are very good. She's a bit of a comedian.
Excellent. Well, she's got a glint in her eye here in the studio. I think, yeah, I've got my eye on her because she's got a microphone. She might launch into a routine.
It was very different. Your character was very different in the
Is that right?
Piece, wasn't it? It wasn't a comic piece.
Now, some of your pieces, though, were written from experience, but they weren't necessarily they're different people's experiences. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So were you doing, when you were doing your character, was that somebody else that you were playing, or were there bits of you in there?
Some of the things that were included in my monologue I could relate to, but, some of it more than others.
Excellent. And, of course, with an entire company, as you say, based around disability in one form or another,
yeah,
it gets a hugely positive message across, don't we? We hugely underestimate anybody, don't we? We just dismiss and we hugely underestimate.
And we had a mechanism to give feedback. So the audience gave feedback at the end of the show. We gave them a form to fill out,
mm-hmm,
and our questions were based around whether or not it had challenged their views of disability, whether they would think differently about it in the future. And we really did have some incredible feedback, which we shared with the company as well afterwards. It was amazing to hear, because we had people with parents who came along with children with additional needs and special educational needs who'd also not actually thought about some of the messages and went away almost thinking differently about their own children.
Yes.
We had people in the audience that were crying. I think I came away on the first night being completely blown away in floods of tears. So, yeah, it was really very powerful.
Well, that's what it's all about. Now, listen, you're going to be at the Junction on Sunday. Is this a repeat performance?
It is, yes.
Yep. So people haven't missed it. They haven't missed it. It did very well in the Edinburgh 4-star review from The Scotsman.
Yes.
You haven't missed it. Tell us about this then. What's the plan for Sunday?
Sunday we'll be performing at 6:30 in the evening, so it's a nice kind of early slot, really. It's a similar slot to what we had in Edinburgh, isn't it? So everybody could be familiar with that and we could rehearse during the day. So it's a new space for us. Mm-hmm. The Junction is a lot bigger. So our capacity in Edinburgh was a 90-seater, and this one's now 220-seater.
Oh, my Lord.
So it's a
You're
bit
right
of a...
with that, Amy? Mm. That's a lot of people.
It's a bit of a leap.
It is,
guys,
isn't it? My goodness.
To get used to. But we have all day in the Junction on Sunday to prepare for it. So we have a whole technical run-through as well, and then time to...
So you will be used to that space, and it'll be just like home by the time
absolutely
you actually come to performance
absolutely
time.
Yeah.
Okay, people want tickets. You were telling me that actually they're selling out pretty fast. There's not many left. But if you'd like to go, how can people get tickets?
Junction box office. So if you go directly either through their website or on the telephone with the Junction details, it's I'm non-typical typical. Tickets are selling really fast. That's not just a kind of marketing ploy. They are actually really going.
Yes, I know you were saying that they really are going. So.
Yes.
Well, because it's something that's been at the Edinburgh Fringe is being performed back here in Cambridge after a successful run in Edinburgh. So that is really encouraging. It's really great that you're bringing bringing the art back here.
Yeah, and make a nice regional impact. And this is our base. Cambridge is our base. So we wanted to be a presence in Cambridgeshire. and really show everybody what we were about.
Now, I'm also guessing that there's going to be people listening who are thinking, do you know what, I could do this then. This is something I've never thought. And as you said there, Amy, you know, I've had an admin job and decided admin wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. So if people want to take Amy's path and say, OK, do you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to have a go at acting. How can they get involved?
Well, they can come along to our Saturday sessions. So we have Saturday sessions running from September the 21st. So on the September the 21st, Meadows Community Centre, we have 12:30 till 3:30. We have an open audition day. So people will now have, because we're now a professional theatre company, we will have an open audition day and people can come along and really sort of try it out. So yeah. Get to know us, we can get to know them, figure out what their skills and their sort of interests are. So you can certainly come along and check out our website. So that's www.bedazzlearts.com.
Bedazzlearts.com. Yes. Listen, excellent. Well, it's been lovely to meet you, to meet people who've had a great... I think you're quite possibly the first people who've performed at Edinburgh that I've met. Mm-hmm. So well done. So thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. It's been lovely to hear that it was a set. Because, you know, you were saying at the time, well, we're raising money. Yeah, we've got to go. Because a big house you had up there, wasn't it?
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
What was it like?
Yeah, like she said, it was one big one enormous house, but yeah, very nice place, and always never a dull moment.
No, great to all be together for 10 days like that. So listen, there we are. They're on Sunday late afternoon, 6:30. You're saying
6:30? Yeah, doors open at 6.
At the Junction, you can go through the Junction box office.
I'm non-typical typical.
Got it right in the end. Now listen, Anna, Amy, thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. Good luck on Sunday. I'll let you get away to another rehearsal and keep us posted, because I get the impression there's going to be more work from you coming our way.
There definitely will be.
Excellent. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Neil.